Hello and welcome to Sleep Cove with Christopher Fitton, the place to get a great night's sleep. Please listen in a place that is safe for you to fall asleep. Hi everyone, I hope everyone is having a great summer, for my Northern Hemisphere listeners that is, and a great winter for my listeners in the Southern Hemisphere. Tonight we'll be listening to a sleep hypnosis recording for finding balance in your life. We'll first do a deeply relaxing body scan. As you listen to my voice, all parts of your body will become relaxed and detensed, and then you will look to find balance in your life. You will look at three different parts of your life. You will see if you are working too much or too little. You'll also see if you are too sensitive or too rigid. And finally, you'll see if you are too dependent or too independent. You will hear and understand through this process that a healthy balance is required for all these three aspects of your life. So if you are looking for a little more balance in your life, this recording may be the right one for you. I really hope you enjoy it and let me know what you think. I'm really excited to announce that there are new premium tiers for Sleep Cove. You can find these tiers at sleepcove.com/support. On the entry plan, you will hear ad-free and bonus episodes. On the middle tier, you'll get on top of this, your name read out on the show, as well as access to compilation and audiobook sessions. And further on the top tier, you will participate in live monthly meditations with me, as well as being able to submit suggestions directly to me, along with other benefits. If you have already signed up to a premium plan with my other platforms, don't worry, they'll still be supported. So please go to sleepcove.com/support and use the code COVE to get 1 month free. The promo will end soon, so please act now. And let's begin. In a state of self-hypnosis, you're not asleep or unconscious. You're aware of your surroundings. You can't be forced to do anything that's against your will. Don't worry about outside sounds and distractions, because you're soon able to relax completely and can use the outside sounds to deepen your trance. You're always in control and can accept or reject the suggestions as you wish. Allow yourself to absorb the suggestions without evaluating or analysing. Don't worry if your mind drifts off, because you will still gain the benefits from the suggestions. When you find yourself focused on other thoughts, gently remind yourself to focus on my voice and the suggestions. Don't worry about getting it or doing it right. Just allow yourself to feel comfortable and relaxed. Now take a deep breath, and as you exhale, allow your eyes to close if they haven't already, and imagine a cord attached to the base of your spine, traveling all the way to the center of the earth. Really anchor that cord now into the center of the earth, wrapping the ends around anything solid you find. Allow the cord to expand to a size that's comfortable for you. And now release any stress, tension, anxiety, or negativity down that cord. You can release any unfinished projects or people who may want your attention. Any stresses or anxieties, leave you and go down that cord. Acknowledge any thoughts that may come into your mind, and for now release them down that grounding cord. Take another deep breath, hold the breath and exhale through your mouth with a sigh, relaxing even more deeper, feeling so calm and so tranquil. And with your third deep breath, once more comfortably filling your lungs, hold your breath, and as you exhale, allow that remaining stress and tension to flow out of your body. It's not necessary to hear any outside sounds or anyone else's voice, and now you can enjoy the comfort of drifting into a deep state of relaxation. This is the most important process for you to be doing, and the most important place for you to be. Just allow yourself to let go and relax. And you now focus your awareness on the muscles on the top of your head and begin to feel a wave of relaxation flowing from the top of your head down over your forehead into your eyebrows and moving around your eyes now, bathing your eyes with comfort and ease as you feel yourself drifting deeper and deeper. Deeply relax as you feel that wave of relaxation moving across your nose and down into your cheeks, the muscles melting down just like butter melting on a hot stove, drifting deeper as you relax the muscles around your mouth. And this feeling of relaxation moves into your jaw and into your tongue, and your teeth may separate slightly, and that's fine. And now allow that wave of relaxation to flow from the top of your head, down over the back of your head, around your ears and temples, and down into your neck muscles, as those muscles begin to melt and blend. Feel yourself drifting deeper and deeper with each easy breath that you take as you relax completely. All outside noises, even your own thoughts, cause you to drift and to go deeper, deeper and deeper. Let the relaxation flow into your shoulders and feel how your shoulders begin to droop and sag with a comfortable, drowsy feeling of relaxation. Allow those muscles to let go completely and notice how much more relaxed you are right now than you were just a few minutes ago, as that wave of comfort and ease begins to flow across your shoulders and down into your arms. Feel the relaxation moving into each and every muscle, into every muscle, nerve and tendon, as you relax and let go. Feel the muscles melting effortlessly and easily. Your shoulders and the back of your neck melt completely, and that tingling, soothing wave moves around your elbows and down into your forearms, and now surrounding your wrists with comfort and ease, and down into your hands, and they clear out to the very tip of your fingers, relaxing more with each easy breath that you take. And as you relax, allow all the stress and tension to drain out to the very tips of your fingers, as you relax and let go. And now that wave of relaxation spreads from your shoulders down into the broad muscles of your back, all the discomfort and disorder serving no useful purpose, and it leaves your body as you relax and drift deeper and even deeper as that wave travels down your back and around into your chest muscles, and feel yourself relaxing and drifting. It feels so good, it feels so amazing, and that feeling makes you feel deeper and deeper relaxed. The wave of relaxation flows around your waist now and on down into your hips and thighs, and you feel those muscles melting as you allow yourself to relax. You may feel a pleasant tingling now, starting at the top of your head and flowing down through your entire body as that wave of relaxation spreads down through your thighs and down through your knees, bathing your knees with complete ease. And it moves into the calves, and you feel the calf muscles melting down completely as you relax deeper and deeper. Feel that relaxation flowing around your ankles, bathing your ankles with complete ease and comfort. That wave moves on down into the heel and arch of your feet, flowing along the soles of your feet, clearing out to the tips of your toes, and now allow all remaining stress and tension to drain right out of the very ends of your feet, removing all the aches and pains, serving no useful purpose. I'm going to count now from 10 down to 1 as you allow yourself to deepen this relaxation. Each descending number takes you down, deeper down, relaxed and at peace. On the number 1, you enter a beautiful place of peace and tranquility. And now let's take that first step down with 10, deeper and deeper. 9, relaxing more with each descending number. 8, drifting, floating, gliding. 7, deeper still. 6, relaxing more with each easy breath that you take. 5, halfway there now. When I reach the number 1, you'll be 10 times more deeply relaxed than you are right now. 4, and deeper still. 3, all the way down. 2, almost down to that perfect place of peace and tranquility. And 1, deeply relaxed. More relaxed than you have ever been. As you reach the state of complete relaxation, you enter your own private haven, a beautiful place of peace, comfort and tranquility, a place where you are deeply relaxed, a place where it's safe to feel all your feelings, a place where it's safe to express your feelings, a place where you're safe, relaxed and at peace, a place which you love, a place which you love spending time in. And now allow your subconscious mind to open fully as a flower opens to the rays of the sun. Listen to the relaxing sounds around you and become aware of your own easy breathing. Feel the relaxation flowing through your body and visualize yourself relaxed and at peace in this beautiful world. As you look around, you may find yourself indoors or outdoors, or you may find yourself in a space of feeling and knowing, a place which is entirely new to you, or a place that you know very well. Whatever is appropriate for you. Now, to relax your mind, I'm going to count backwards from 100. By the time I reach the number 97, the numbers dissolve and drift out of your mind. I'm beginning to count now from 100, deeper relaxed. 99, deeper relaxed. 98, deeper relaxed. 97, deeper and deeper. The numbers drifting right out of your mind, totally dim and distant. Relax them out now and let them be gone. If any numbers remain, they drift away as I continue to talk. Relax even deeper now. That's it. Let yourself go deeper and deeper. The purpose of this journey is to learn to balance your life by experiencing the extremes in life and then finding the center in each event. As I count from 5 back to 1, think of a time in your past when you worked too much or too little. It's okay to start with either extreme. 5. Moving further and further back in time. 4. Going as far back as you need to go. 3. Your subconscious mind knows exactly which memory to bring to mind. 2. Allow the memory to surface without thinking or making it happen. And 1. You're right there now at a scene from your past. A time in your life when you work too much or too little. Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or is someone with you? Allow the image to fall in your mind with all the details, colors, and textures. Or you may have a strong sense of what this event is like, simply a knowing. Experience now, working too much or too little. Be in that place again. Notice how does it feel in your body? Exactly what sensations do you feel? Where do you feel them? How does your body respond to this scene? Notice how it feels emotionally to work too much or too little. In what way does it affect your relationships with others? Imagine now stepping to the other side of the spectrum and experience the opposite realm. What's different, if anything, as you try on the opposite side? Get a sense of this emotionally and physically. Now imagine finding a balance in your work. What does it feel like physically to experience that center? What does it look like? What feelings do you have towards yourself when you reach the center? Are these feelings different or the same as what you experienced with the extremes? Take a moment now to gather any other information that's here for you before we move on. Take a deep breath, clear your mind, and rest. Now, as I count from 5 back to 1, allow an image to appear of a time in your life when you were too rigid or too sensitive. 5, moving further and further back in time. 4, going as far back as you need to go. 3, your subconscious mind knows exactly which memory to bring to mind. 2, allow the memory to surface without thinking or making it happen. And 1, you're right there now at a scene from your past. Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone, or is someone with you? Notice the details of your surroundings, or get a sense of what this event is like. Experience now being too rigid or too sensitive. Be in that scene again. Notice how it feels in your body. Exactly what sensations do you feel? Where do you feel them? How does your body respond to this scene? Notice how it feels emotionally to be too rigid or too sensitive. In what way does it affect your relationships with others? Now imagine stepping to the other side of the spectrum. Experience the opposite realm. What's different as you try on the opposite side? Get a sense of this emotionally and physically. Now imagine finding a balance in this area. What does it feel like physically to experience this center? What does it look like? What feelings do you have towards yourself when you reach the center? Are these feelings different or the same as what you experience with the extremes? In what way does it affect your relationship with others? Take a moment now to gather any other information that's here for you before we move on. Take a deep, relaxing breath, clear your mind, and rest. Now, as I count from 5 back to 1, allow an image to appear of a time in your life when you acted too dependent or too independent. 5, moving further and further back in time. 4, going as far back as you need to go. 3, your subconscious mind knows exactly which memory to bring to mind. 2, allow the memory to surface without thinking or making it happen. And 1, you're right there now at a scene in which you are too dependent or too independent. Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or is someone with you? You see or sense the memory. Experience now being too dependent or too independent. Be in that scene again. Notice how it feels in your body. Exactly what sensations do you feel? Where do you feel them? How does your body respond to this scene? Notice how it feels emotionally to be too dependent or too independent. In what way does it affect your relationships with others? Now imagine stepping to the other side of the spectrum and experience the opposite realm. Notice the differences. Get a sense of this emotionally. Get a sense of this physically. Next time, imagine finding a balance in this area. What does it feel like physically to experience this center? What does it look like? What feelings do you have towards yourself when you reach the center? Are these feelings different or the same as what when you experience the extremes? How are your relationships with others when you're balanced? Take a moment now to gather any other information that's here for you before we move on, and see how those relationships will be if you are centered. Focus your awareness now on the information that you've gathered in your session. What have you learned about finding balance in your activities? How does staying centered affect your stress? Are you more or less stressed when you choose the middle path? How does it affect your relationships? It's almost time for my voice to stop speaking to you. So take a moment first to bring to your mind any other information that needs your attention at this time. Accepting all suggestions which are positive and beneficial for you, and releasing anything that does not fit into your life at this time. Each time you listen to this recording, you allow yourself to drop to an even deeper level of relaxation, allowing your subconscious mind to open fully the way a flower opens to the rays of the sun. It's now time to drift off and to take on board what you have found in your own exploration. And you can take these learnings in the day to come, the days to come. And you can make the decision for you to lead a better and happier life where you are centered and